Yeah, there's a few. I mean, there's some. I mean, I think the wideout position needs to kind of shake itself out. Still, we'll get some quality reps with those guys. Inside backers, another one for maybe the last spot or the last two spots. Even in the defensive line, some of those young D linemen, looking forward to getting them some extended playing time as well. Safety, I think, is important for those guys to go out there and compete. So there's more than a few, I would say, that are unsettled. I think you have to talk in terms. We've talked. I think you have to talk in terms of the minimums first. What's the absolute minimum we have to have at this position to function? And then I think that puts you in a position to go ahead and build from there to be able to take the best players. That you don't want to cut a guy that you feel is a just because you're heavy at one position. That I think that you can tilt the numbers plus or minus one at certain positions based on as long as you're at the minimum. I think there is a number you have to carry. But I don't want to get locked into just a cookie cutter. Hey, these are the exact numbers we have to have, and we're just going to start at the top of the depth chart and work down from there. Sure. I mean, that's an important part of it. I think it's less he's dealing that more so than I am. I know he and the rest of the crew are. I mean, that's a big part of this year for all personnel departments across the league, is to really scour the other teams and kind of play GM, put themselves in their GM shoes and take an educated guess on who they're going to keep, who might come available. And then as you just in general, you just match up positions where you feel like you can upgrade your team, and then go ahead and make that move. So I'd be surprised if we didn't make some moves that way. No, I would say it's kind of a unique position, because I think Agnew has been impressive for us as far as the true, more the old school fullback, and that's a decision we're going to have to make. Do we want to have that position or not? Where I think Marquise is what he brings to the table is his versatility, that he allows us to do some things fullback wise, maybe not 100% being his strength, but still gives us the versatility to put him out there, and defenses kind of struggle with what personnel group we're in. I don't think he's stuck. I just think he just can't press. That he just needs to just keep it simple. Do your job. Good things will happen, and it's. Go out there, be confident, run the offense, and hopefully the rest of the offense that they're functioning well around him. And because I've said that a bunch of times, the quarterback, probably 30 of the quarterbacks in this league are so much of a product of what's going on around them, that there's very few that can kind of transcend their supporting cast. And I think that certainly applies here. That for Brian to look good, for Johnny to look good, for Rex to look good, for Connor, for any of our quarterbacks to look good, we need to play well around him. I think he's learned. I think any young back, I think they learn probably the hard way that there are yards to be had in the NFL when it's just plant your foot and go. That you can't. I think a young back, a lot of times the mistake they make is they think they can hit a home run every time they get it, and then they start to bounce them, and then they might get a decent gain, but then the next three times they lose 2-3 yards. So I think that's important for him. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get him some more carries so he could go ahead and get a sense for, hey, listen, this is the way this is being blocked. There's 3 yards, maybe 4 to be had. I'm going to go ahead and put my shoulder down and get it.